This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. A leading Harvard physician who shared in the 1985 Nobel Peace Prize has died at his home in Newton. The prize was for activism against nuclear weapons, but Dr. Bernard Laun had a vast array of accomplishments. Dr. Vika Sani is a clinical cardiologist and president of the Laun Institute of Brookline. He says he believes Bernard Laun was one of the greatest physicians of all time. Dr. Sani, what is at the root of that kind of praise?
Well, I would say that the thing about Dr. Laun that was so remarkable was the incredible integration of all the different elements of what it takes to be a great clinician. You know, that would include technical skill, a real scientific kind of acumen, but also a level of capacity to connect to his patients that was sometimes really astonishing.
And you saw that up close because you were trained by Bernard Laun at Harvard. Could you tell us what you observed in him and then what you tried to incorporate in your own practice? Give us examples of how he would focus on a patient and then how he would deal with students like you.
Well, he was... So examples really abound. I mean, I think that the thing that struck me most when I arrived at Harvard and started training with him was his incredible knowledge of his patients. So, you know, we would go on rounds and we would come into the room of the patient, and Bernard would know so many details of that person's family life, their history, not their medical history, their kind of personal history, and could integrate all of that into the problem at hand. So many would be the time that he would sit down, take somebody's hand and say something about their family relationships or their dynamics and relate that directly to what the medical or the cardiology problem was. And, you know, many of us would walk out of the room kind of with our jaws dropped that how could he, you know, convey that in such a short amount of time and so precisely. But it really had to do with having this deep relationship with his patients.
There's so much to talk about with Bernard Laun. So many stories. He told the stories probably the best, in fact. He was born in Lithuania. The family moved to Lewiston, Maine. There's now, in fact, a bridge named for him there called the Bernard Laun Peace Bridge. Could you draw the line from his clinical work to his beliefs in social responsibility in medicine and even to the to what drew him to form the Physicians Against Nuclear Weapons and the real fight against nuclear weaponry?
Well, I mean, as the truth is that it was always a seamless web for him. I mean, it was really hard for him to make the distinction. But in the end, his recognition was that what we do in the exam room and how we relate to our patients and what we prescribe and the treatments we give and the prevention that we practice as much as we possibly can was all part and parcel of the same kind of care that we had to deliver to communities, to populations. And he simply took it to, you know, the global level. He had to. And in that period, I was a young resident when the anti-nuclear physicians movement really took off in the early 1980s. You know, it was something that came so naturally to him, and I think he imbued that in all of us and allowed us to kind of see the big picture in a way that was unforgettable. So, you know, he started Physicians for Social Responsibility in his living room in 1962. He, Jack Geiger, Victor Seidel, all well-known physicians, wanted to do something about the threat, and they started by writing a paper, and that paper was published in the New England Journal and had a huge impact. But really, everywhere he went, to everyone he spoke to, the things were linked. So whether it was a medical student on the wards or a resident or a fellow, the relationship between what he was doing here and what he was doing in the broader world were always linked. That was who he was.
Thank you for remembering Dr. Bernard Laun with us. Dr. Vika Sani, who's president of the Laun Institute of Brookline, Nobel Prize winner Dr. Bernard Laun, died today at his home in Newton at the age of 99. Dr. Sani, thank you.
Thank you.